Morning, Autumn.
Morning, Anya.
How are you? I hear a little one.
You want to come say hi to Anya? No, he's shy. I'm trying to convince her to put on pants.
Oh, well, nah. Pants are overrated. I lost your sound. There you go.
I muted myself because I'm
Huh. 'Cause you're
not
momming. It's all right. My kids will come in and be crazy. So I'm still trying to convince my older one, not my 10-year-old to wear pants sometimes. Like, come on, dude. Like
Santa Gummy. And like proper weather appropriate
correct, right?
attire. Yep. I don't need my coat. I don't need my mittens.
You will.
You do.
Yeah. I had a teacher once that was like, just let them suffer the natural consequences. And I'm like, but when you're forcing them to be outside, are you also going to force them, give them an extra coat? Because I don't want to deal with the sick day. So.
Or like frostbite.
Right. Well, we were. In Oregon, it's not doesn't get
Sure.
that bad.
Yeah.
Like at the time, hi, Alyssa.
Ugh, we
Good
got 8 inches
morning.
of snow this past weekend.
Wow. Where are you located again?
East Lansing, Michigan.
Lake effect snow. Hey, buddy, it's gonna be cold today. Okay. Shorts. Good morning, Charlotte, or good afternoon, Charlotte.
Good evening, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it is dark. Yeah, 8 hours. It's are
Ah.
we 8 hours difference, I think.
So it's 4 p.m. here, but it has been dark for an hour by now. But 3 more
Yeah.
weeks, then it will shift.
Be good. Yum. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and share my screen. I went through our listing today already. So we have two in the P2s. It looks like they were updated relatively recently. We have three, and the P3 is there are three of these that do not have a release target, and I've asked for that, even a wild guess sometimes. This one I just added, it came in as a TBD, and I just asked Kalila to be aware of this ticket since it was assigned to Stripes Force. And then this one is a fee fine, and there's a conversation going on between Anne and Nina, so I'm just poking them both for that. So those are our P3s, and then our P4s have releases, and we agreed that they were P4s, so relatively good percentage, I think, on what's happening out there. I am expecting, though, as people come back from Thanksgiving or holiday, that they're going to retouch the system, and things that didn't bother them a few days before a break are going to bother them. So I'm expecting some uptick in some reporting, but it'll be in ebbs and flows until the 1st of January. So. And then Jale is going to represent us at the PC on Thursday, and I was just going to ask if there's anything we can do to support you, Jale. I saw in your Slack message, like maybe update the message,
Yeah, I
or
mean, I don't
we'll
know if I'll
still,
even share those slides, but it will
yeah,
help me have some
work.
talking points, you know what I mean? So I stay on target and just
Yeah.
make sure that we're getting across what we want. I guess, Autumn, is there anything in particular that they want to know from us other than like what do we do, who we are, more than, I mean, is there anything? I'm sure there are questions that will come up, but I wasn't sure if they're looking specifically for something.
So Product Council has kind of adjusted how they're hearing for. I'm sorry if you can hear my kid yelling in the background.
No.
There are kind of two tracks now of communicating with the SIGs. One is that written report, which is just kind of the basic update. How often the group's meeting, what are goals or whatever. Anything that you think PC should know, but the PC has also been inviting SIGs to talk about their current priorities, like specifically in Jira. And that doesn't apply to us because we are kind of handling that for everybody. But I think it would be helpful if there are certain trends or issues, or ways of working, like in the development process, that you think that we have some insight on. I think PC would be happy to hear that. Whatever you think we need to know about how we could support the support group.
So maybe the happy news is that the number of support tickets is going down slowly, but it's going down. So for in the beginning we had, was it 40, 60 something? And
Yeah.
then we for a long time had around 20, 30.
Yeah.
And now I've been out for a couple of months and I can see we're down to 30.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's is
That's
something
good.
to celebrate, actually.
Yeah, it very much is like there's 13 issues. Some weeks we've had less than that. And I would also say that the volume of P1s or P2s have also decreased significantly, probably within the last two releases, I would say. We've had that. Now we are going to see a whole bunch of folks being upgraded to Sunflower, so we might have an uptick
Well, and I
in
think we can call that the normal ebb and flow, right? Like
flow. Yeah.
every time there's a new, we know this is,
There's
it's a roller
patterns,
coaster, right?
right?
Because of a new update is always going to cause an issue. So, yeah. But I think it is, there is a trend going
Yeah,
down. And
I'm
that's
going down.
so that's indicate of course we still have to be cautious, but it indicate that folio is getting more mature.
Is there
Yeah.
anything to say about turnaround time, like resolution time at all? I know that that was something that we'd talked about a long time ago being a priority, that like some of these tickets were really old and some of them don't get fixed as quickly because maybe they're not as high priority, but we'd try to target a certain turnaround time. So nobody wants to see their ticket open 2 years later, right? Like that's demoralizing, So I don't know if we have anything we can say about that, but I know that was something that we talked about at least a year ago or something, trying to highlight that a little bit.
If I'm reading our resolution time correctly, like we did have, I think, so for December 2025, right? If I'm reading that, like it's about 67 days turnaround time for development and release. To that date. And that's comparative to, like, I think the line before that, like, if I'm reading this correctly, I'm not really sure. Charlotte, how are we reading this? Because we have the June to
So I think
2025.
it probably is a little misleading
Yeah.
because Trillium is so delayed.
Correct.
So And you can say the libraries has not gotten any of these fixes, even that maybe
Right.
the development teams did it in let's say 3, 4 sprints. But because Trillium is going to be about 30 sprints or something, then
Right.
or even more, then it's for the libraries, it will be an experience that it will take a year to get the work done. But again, it's not really the development teams who has been sitting on their hands and not doing any work. They have, but the libraries. And yeah, it's
I don't think anyone's been sitting on their hands, but
no.
I do think that there has been a at one point, Charlotte, you'll have to remind me when this was, we advocated for a certain percentage of the development team's time to be dedicated to fixing bugs. And since they started doing that, we have noticed that there are less bugs in the system, that, they are being resolved enough to get into the release within a release cycle, and
But
they're not as lagging, even though the release isn't being released, right?
so but a ticket is not turning into a support ticket until released for the libraries. So the libraries are reporting it. And I'd say right now we still get many, many, many. So Ramsons is up to critical service patch number 9, right? And that is way too many than we had expected. So a little. You can say it is covering a little bit the number of bugs because it's simply found by the development teams while working on this and not by libraries. That is in a way a good thing because then it is we are making sure that the libraries are not experience these as issues in their in the systems they are running. But so again, it's a little before we are feeling too good and celebrating too much, we need to have that detail in mind as well.
No, for sure.
I mean, because remember the critical service patches are really just a nice way of saying hot fix, right? It's just a little less oh, the world is on fire type of wording, which is fine. But also the critical service patches have not been as disruptive to our libraries either. And that is really important. I feel like sometimes they don't even really notice that unless they were directly impacted by the issue, and then they're excited that it was fixed. So, but we are seeing a little bit more, but I don't feel like the impact is as big as it used to be. And I think that's important too, to recognize that, these critical service patches, even though they're numerous, and we would like to get that number
Down.
down, have gone to stabilizing the system so that those critical service patches are not disruptive to ongoing work in the libraries.
That's certainly true. I think that I've noticed that at MSU, at least, I'm thinking back to like the Poppy days. Those CSPs were almost like moving to a
Mini
new.
releases.
And now they just kind of fly by and we're like, cool.
Yeah, you were like, oh, all right, that happened. Okay.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I'm nervous about Sunflower, but that's a different conversation, right? Like, because there's so many things that are happening with Sunflower, I'm starting to freak out. But that's just me, anyway.
I don't think it's just you,
I don't
Charlotte.
think
They're
so. I see the nod,
like
so I'm glad to know I'm not alone.
you're not alone,
Is
and your consortia is like, bigger, you know, like it's a huge undertaking having a single tenant with multiple libraries on it, and then with the OpenRS piece joining like that. So you guys have a lot
And
of
we don't know on you, but
complicated.
we're also getting ready to move to Open Athens.
Oh yeah, so you know, no small worries there.
None at all. No one's freaking out or anything. No.
Great delay when you figure out how you're gonna change your URL strings and all your. Do you load e resources in Folio?
I mean, well, not really.
Okay.
No.
All right.
We built a custom catalog because of various issues. However, as Anya was saying, I'm part of a consortium that is for other institutions, and each institution has done it slightly differently. So that's the fun bits and bobs that we have to deal with. So two of us built our own custom catalogs, and then two of us didn't. And so we have a lot of problems actually this school year because students are seeing all these wonderful electronic resources. And somebody didn't, I mean, we're not going to get into the weeds of all this, but somebody didn't put their university's name on their library. They just put main library. Well,
Oh.
great. And now everyone's coming to my library going, why can't I get this e-resource? Well, it's because it's at Mizzou, it's not at our campus. So they had to go in and change all their locations from Mizzou, Anya, and you know that is like
Oh,
hundreds. Anyway, just to say
that's
that
cascading work to tell it, right? Like
we
it's,
had to do a full rebuild of
yeah.
Folio, EDS, and ViewFind last
Oh.
year. Anyway, just to say that, yeah, I don't know the answer. I don't know how we're going to do the URLs. I brought up Folio and how we have big buckets. We don't have. Like each individual campus doesn't have its students is like UMSL versus UMKC, which is students and faculty and they're big buckets. And how are we going to deal with that now in Folio that everything is, you know, we were having our own individual easy proxy servers and now we're all going to be under one umbrella Open Athens. And what does that mean? And we're all freaking out.
Yep.
So
So
anyway.
I wonder if there's any kind of learning lesson or where we could, I don't know, in the sh share that information.
Well,
it's not happening for another institution.
I think part of the other, and I don't want to use the word problem, but what I would say is we are different because we're one of two consortiums that went live before ECS. So ECS, it does not
Okay.
apply to us, right? We went live before ECS, and so did,
Five colleges
yes, thank you. I was like, I
and
knew there was another
Michigan,
in Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, so this might not be a problem if you're on ECS and you have can do all these other things, but since we're pre-ECS, we I don't know if that is also like part of the issue, part of the problem, right? Maybe not.
It's
I don't
definitely more
know.
complicated, I think,
Yes.
Jolie. And then I also think because Mobius, all of their staff, all the libraries,
I've
right, did
never wanted
not
to go to
have
Mobius so
SSO.
bad in my life. Anyway, I'm sorry, because I see their nonsense in my catalog and it drives me bonkers. Drives me bonkers.
Well, yeah, with them and you guys being connected,
Yeah.
they have and they are on ECS.
No.
They did not have
Yeah.
SSO set up for any of their libraries because at the time ECS could not support at multiple SSOs. Now it can, but they haven't, upgraded to that part of Folio. So with Sunflower, right, every user needs, every log in permissioned user needs to have their login reset. With libraries that have SSO, they just need, they just, the quotes around the just
Yeah.
need to update their metadata for their SSO server so that they can log in and do their work. So there it'll be slightly more of a headache, I think, for all of the users to reset their passwords
Right.
for Mobius. So it'll, it's every little lib library, not little library, every library
No,
is
there's
going
a
to
lot of little
have
libraries in
little
there.
things that are buried that are like,
Mm-hmm.
okay, well, at the time, this didn't exist. And so we got to figure out how that applies. And I don't know. It'll be
It's a lot.
interesting. It's a lot.
But yeah, Autumn, if we figure it out, I'll let you know. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work.
Can I ask, is there any plans to move over the libraries who were pre ECS over to ECS, or
You know,
so
I went to a
potential it sounds
consortium.
like you should be get a lot of advantages.
So, like a year ago, I went to a consortium SIG meeting about this where they were going to talk about this. And they're like, well, we're going to just punt that down the road. And now someone else on my team got assigned the consortia SIG, and it doesn't really come up there very often. I think because it's a lot of work. And it's also like, it's a lot of work on our end in terms of reconfiguring things. And I'll just tell you, I feel like we're at capacity right now with just so many different things that for me now to go, like, I don't know. I don't know how it would get done, but I know it's a lot more like, I don't want to say it's another,
Migration project
yeah, but
almost.
it is
It
kind of, but it is. And I feel like we're all so burnt out with that process that how do we get it done?
Yeah, because
I don't know.
all the circulation rules are interleaved, interfiled like throughout. So you'd have to break up all of those.
And we have done
Like,
some
yeah.
customization, but not to the level of like other institute, right? Because
Right.
some people have very specific things for very specific material types, right? Like a laptop at that university and this university should be treated differently, right? And they have different rules and whatever, right? But a book is treated kind of the same way across the entire system, right? And so, yeah, anyway.
And you all tried to be more together
We did.
than, say, five colleges, which just appended every location, every user group, everything, acquisitions, finances with each of their,
Did a lot of
codes.
that
You
though.
did a lot of that, but you guys have a lot of similar things, more similar that you combined, and they did not. So they would probably be easier to pull apart than UMS systems. And I think that was also a product of where Folia was at those times as well,
Absolutely.
because Folia was built for one system when Five Colleges, the first consortia to go live on Folia, like maybe what, the third or so library at group, so it just needed that separation more than UM systems. And I think it could handle more combination, which now with ECS, it's working against us in that pulling apart.
Yeah, and I think also, we migrated quickly, as Anya will tell you. It was less than 9 months.
Well, yeah,
And
it was like a
so the
7 month
choices were
sprint.
made, right? Seven choices were made, and it was like, oh, we'll just put users in a big bucket because that's easier. Then we'd have to think about that when we had to focus on like, 1,000 locations and all of these other things that need to be dealt with, right? And so I guess that's where it came down to. What are the things? And maybe we made bad decisions in hindsight, but also we made the best decision we had at the time,
At the
right?
time, yeah, we
That,
guys make your bed. Yeah,
at the
that's fine.
time of what Folio was and what Folio offered us, we made the best decision for the time. What can you do now? Hindsight's also 2020, And I was only one of me, and there was only one of all of my colleagues, right? And
Yeah, and
we
you guys
were.
lost two systems people during the time.
We did. I don't want to think about that anymore. It makes me cry to think about it sometimes. I will say though, we got one of them was replaced with someone very excellent. So,
Yes.
so all that is to say that like, but that was rough when two of the people that had all the historical knowledge in their brain just go away. And then now it's like me and Buddy are the last two holding on, you know? And then they're like, why did you do it like this? And I'll be like, Buddy, why did we do it like that? And then we have to, like, you know, in earnest, sometimes we'll remember. He'll pipe in and go, I think it was the,
Yeah.
but yeah, it's just really me and Buddy going, well, we're the history keepers at this point, which is wild because at the time I was the newest person hired. So I was
Right.
the new one, and now I'm the old hat. Anyway, how
Oh,
time.
you are, no, not old. You are the senior experienced one.
There we go.
That's
Senior
right.
experience manager. That's what I am.
That's right.
Exactly.
The keeper. Keeper.
The keeper of knowledge. But I think, I mean, I'll type up a few little things and maybe send it to you guys as just a like, hey, here's some bullet points of what I'll say. And then if there's anything else that you all want to add, please just add it and then we can go from there. But I think it will just be a little overview of like, this is what we do, this is who we are, this is when we meet. And then I guess our priorities are really just making sure that the tickets keep getting addressed. That's our main priority. Our tickets being addressed.
Yeah, we're a little bit of a the naggers of the community, and to not be upset if they get nagged, right? But just to all the little one just needed mom. You know, that we're just trying to see them
We're just
worked
trying to
on.
get things done. We're just trying to get things done. And we
And I'd
know that we're
say
the nags, and we
and the
know we're okay.
PC, for the PC, it's also, just to hear that we are living and we are working, heads down and continue. So that's because there's several Sikhs that has been, they are meeting with the frequency maybe once a week, and now in reality, it's maybe in good every other week, but maybe for some every month,
Well, and I
once a
think
month.
that we can consider that to be an
A win.
advancement. Yeah, right. Like we don't have to meet every week all the time. That's a good
No,
thing.
no. Yeah. It's
Exactly.
that's also true to you can say that's a way to work efficient, that sometimes it's and you're just going over the tickets and see, okay, no need for meeting.
But somebody does look every week, so I don't know. It's kind of nice. All right, guys, I have to take kids to school
All right.
and get them going. So have a lovely Monday for those of you in the US. I hope you had a good holiday. And Charlotte, I know that your colleagues were quiet at the end of last week, right?
I love Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
I got so much work done. It's
Yes.
incredible. So
Nobody bothers
actually,
Charlotte. Yes, totally.
I have been thinking, also because I talked with Sabrina from Germany, and she is organizing her work with that she is trying to have all meetings squeezed in on 1 week, so maybe even weeks, and then on even weeks she is trying to get out
Work.
of meetings, yes, to do
I do that.
work. And
That sounds
if
lovely.
the folio community could kind of
Do
adopt
that.
that, and especially now where several Sikhs only meets twice a month or something, if we could try to get in sync and get work done in the meantime, then I think I have this, then our meetings could also be much more efficient.
That would be lovely. I feel like maybe there might be a little bit more participation globally if there could be like
Every week,
every other week or something like that, because you can plan for that ahead. I mean, I know that there is one meeting that I wake up for at 4 o'clock in the morning every
Woof.
month because it's at 5 my time, but it's with colleagues that are in, you know, Asia, so it's super late for them. So it's like just that balance of everyone suffering one
And
time
my
a
work
month.
week is typically, it's not so often, it's 9 o'clock, but 9:30 I have several groups I meet with, 9:30 to maybe 8 p.m. my evening. And
Right.
that's also a long,
It's a long day.
a long
Long day.
day. Yes. It's not back-to-back meetings all the time, but it's a long day. So,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah.
But
Well.
I try and talk with the PC about it, if that is something we could aim for.
Yeah, that would be lovely. I
Absolutely.
think.
Yeah.
And
All right.
like a 45-minute meeting length.
Yep.
Yeah, that would also be helpful.
Yeah.
Yes. Good,
Like there are
good
some
suggestions.
days where I have like 4 1-hour meetings in a row.
Yeah. And it's
Yeah.
like, I'm sorry, I have to go to the restroom.
I
I do.
No,
I have to.
then you come 2 minutes too
Oh, we
late
have
to
to
the
go.
next meeting,
Yeah.
but
Exactly.
just
Yes.
simply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. Thank
Yeah.
you so
Thank
much. Have a
you.
good one. See you next
Thank
Monday. Bye.
you.
Bye.
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 Bye. I do it again. Do what, baby?